Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Giants will play Sunday. You got Jameis Winston, who's going to be the starting quarterback. That does nothing for me. I know everybody seems to be excited around here about watching Jameis Winston play. Kafka is going to be the head coach, the interim head coach. So a new look Giants team Sunday against the Packers. As for the Jets, BT, where are you at heading into this matchup Thursday night football in New England?
I'm really curious how they're going to look here. Within the boundaries of being realistic in terms of what the season's going to provide the rest of the way, because they're very thin, no Garrett Wilson, made the trades, we all know that. I think it's a bit of a measuring stick game in terms of the competitiveness of the Jets here and like what the Jets do well and what they'll try to do well. The Pats are very good at stopping. Patriots have the number one rush defense in the NFL. They give up below 80 yards a game, 79.2, and we know Justin Fields can't throw at all, so the Jets are going to try to run. Can they, you know, can you get a little push up front? Can you make it a fourth quarter game, or do you go up there and get blitzed like you usually do and lose 40-10? I don't really know what to expect. I know that Drake May is very good. I know that Vrabel's really good. I've seen some recent energy with the Jets that is exciting. And even if this is going to sound like a loser statement, but this is where they are. If they lose a tight competitive game tonight on the road up there, I walk away saying, all right, you know, keep this thing moving. I'm not going to be proud of that, but that's kind of where I'm at and that's what I'm looking for.
I think this is a pretty simple math equation here. The Patriots are one of the best teams in the NFL.
Well, they are. They're good. They're good.
I didn't think we would get here, but here we are. They are, the Patriots, one of the best teams in the NFL. The Jets are one of the worst teams in the NFL. Now, I'm with you that they don't have to win this game to be... I would be impressed if they kept it close.
Mm-hmm.
I think the idea, and you're starting to get that sense from some Jet fans, the idea that this could be a competitive football game, I'd like to know what people are basing that off of. They shouldn't have beat the Bengals, and they were fortunate that they did, and I'm not taking a win away, but that to me spoke volumes about where the Bengals are at and not the Jets. And I was happy the Jets got the win. You watch the game against the Browns, the Jets threw for a total of, 54 yards? All of them came on one play to Breece Hall. They won because of special teams, and the Browns did everything they could to give that game away. That, to me, does not elevate where the Jets are at, that I have some kind of belief or momentum going into a team that could compete against one of the best in the NFL. I just don't see it. I think it's going to be a bloodbath. It's a mismatch. It should be. The Patriots are ready to win now with Drake May. They got their head coach in Vrabel. This team is obviously playing very well. And the Jets are in their infancy stages of building this thing up.
Correct.
It should be a bloodbath. It's a what? Two touchdown spread?
It's 12 and a half. And if anything, it's probably going to go to 13, not down. I don't think you get late Jets money shifting this thing down a half a point. Yeah, listen, I get it. I'm kind of trying to... Oh, I'm looking at it two ways. Like, logically,
yeah.
I think the Jets will probably get squashed, okay? But I'm also, a little piece of me suspending the reality of, all right, well, little snippets of the last two games here, special teams and Drake May could make some mistakes. He's thrown a few picks, and he's put a few on the turf. And, you know, the Jets' pass rush was pretty good last game. Again, not to win. But
no,
just
but if they play
compete, I would be impressed if the Jets have a chance to win in the fourth quarter.
I would be impressed if they kept it. I would be impressed if they kept it close. We've seen bad teams keep games close before. Let's see it. Are we truly seeing improvement? Play a disciplined, sound football game. Run the football well. Now, it's not going to be easy against their run defense, but still, that's what the Jets do. Run the football well. Figure out how to make some plays in the air if you have to. I mean, is it too much to ask for the Jets to complete a pass or two?
Oh, they can do nothing in the air
okay,
tonight.
Zip. But then that's a problem. And that's why I think that the idea, could it happen? Sure, anything could happen. Based on what I've seen from Aaron Glenn and his Jets, I think they're going to get murdered tonight. I think it's going to be a bloodbath. I would hold my head high if I'm a Jet fan tomorrow morning, if this team fights and plays clean, fundamentally sound football and doesn't embarrass themselves tonight in New England. I would be proud of that.
It's amazing that the bar is that low, but for year one, I think this is the realistic place that you got to go into the game. You know, how could the Jets score points? Well, they're not throwing the ball, as you just said. Even if you have Garrett Wilson, which you don't, I mean, Justin Fields just doesn't throw the ball well. So they're not going to do it in the air. The Pats have the number one run defense, as we just said.
Yeah, the Jets can be able to stop Travion Henderson.
I think he's hurt. I'm not even sure
if
he's...
No, Ramondre Stevenson,
that's right, Stevenson's hurt. Yeah,
Henderson's
right.
A rookie who...
That's right, my bad. And one of their receivers is out, too. So, you know, but also the Jets' second quarter corner is out. Like, I don't know... Unless it's, a fumble, a pick six, or which they never get, or a punt return, or something like that. Like, the Jets are, the only way they compete is if it's very low scoring.
That's kind of the point here. I just get the sense that there's a thought of, well, the Jets have won two in a row, and they're fighting, they're building this thing. I don't see that we're anywhere close to that yet. It was great to get a win. Better to have two wins, but if you actually watch how they got it, I know that you did, like we watched the games, and you take all that into account, there's nothing that the Jets do well that would give me, or well enough, that would give me a reason to say, you know what? Maybe they can hang in there tonight and make this a fight. Is the special teams really going to carry them again? I mean, maybe they're going to have to. Is the defense going to be lights out or at least slow down New England? They're going to have to, because we know what the offense is. So based on the way that they won the Bengals game, if I think that's more about the Bengals and the same thing about the Browns, you're getting a whole nother world tonight with the Patriots.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean that they can keep it close. It means that I don't believe there's any chance in hell that they will keep it close. I think this is a total squash game tonight.
It's a little bit, again, I don't want to overstate this, a little bit of a referendum on, you know, what the Aaron Glenn era could turn into. Again, that's why, you know, you muck it up, you keep it low scoring.
Yeah,
you
run the football.
Play some clean ball. Yeah, you know, hit some field goals when you get them.
Yeah.
You know, punt them inside the 15 because you're going to be punting a lot. You know, field position. Just give yourself a chance to not get smoked here because, you know, it's funny. This could go one or two ways. So, I mean, again, they're not going to win tonight. But, if the Jets were to play a very competitive game, or let's say the Jets get rocked tonight and then they're in Baltimore next week there against the Ravens team that's getting right. Lamar's back. They're probably going to get rocked there as well. No Garrett Wilson, probably out for 3 to 4 weeks, thanks to Rick Samini. Yeah. We found that, not Aaron. So they very well could lose these next two games by a combined score of, I'm just throwing something out, 60-20. I mean, it could be gross, right? And if that happens, well, now it definitely dilutes the enthusiasm for what's happened the last couple of weeks. However, if they play competitively tonight and they hang around against Baltimore, well, now you got the Falcons at home. Now you got Miami at home. You got the Saints on the back end. It's still very much up in the air how the what type of positivity we finish this season with. It's either going to be fairly positive, like, oh, okay, I can see the remnants of what Glenn's trying to do, and here we go, phase one, okay, or, ugh, I mean, they're nowhere near being competitive. We'll see.
I don't believe any harm could come from tonight. I'm not expecting anything from them. If the Jets get smoked tonight, I'm not going to come on tomorrow and laugh at them and make fun of them. That's where they're at. I think it's laughable to think that they are at a point where we could take them seriously in a matchup like this. Now, that being said, there could be a lot of good that could be done because of the way that I look at this matchup, because of the way the point spread says, and because of where the Patriots are versus where the Jets are. Good can come of this. If they play well and they hang in there and have a chance to win or keep it close, there are elements that maybe you could say, well, you know what? Aaron Glenn, he's on the right track here. They won two games in a row. They fought hard against the Patriots team. Just didn't have enough talent to match. So a lot of good could come of it. I just don't expect it. I don't think we're anywhere close to where the Jets need to be to really compete against a team that they're going to see tonight with the New England Patriots.
We're not. They don't have a quarterback, and they don't have any receivers to scare you. I would say this, too, before we get back. Yankee calls, Jet fans jump in. We'll get to the Knicks a little bit later. BT and Sal here on The Fan.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Tonight, here's what I want to see happen. I want to see Aaron and the OC empty the tank. Give me a trick play. Be uber aggressive. And listen, I don't mean just like at midfield on 4th and 1. You know what? You're at your own 38. You're at your own 39. 4th and 1, 4th and short. Go for it. Like, give me a fake punt. Throw a couple downfield. Even if you can't complete it, maybe you get a flag. Maybe you stumble upon a lucky touchdown. I want to see, because again, man for man, the Jets should get punked and destroyed tonight. I want to see a mindset of a team that really on paper has no chance to win, but actually does things to try to narrow the odds and give themselves a chance to win. Just go for it. You're supposed to get crushed.
BT and Sal on The Fan, 888-808-1019, the number to call. We'll get back to the baseball calls here. Jose is in the Bronx. What's up, Jose?
Hey, BT. Hey, Sal. How you guys doing?
Good.
What's up, bud?
Listen, I was just wanted to touch on, I was listening to the guys were talking about Marte. What happened last year with him was, he had lost someone that was really close to him. I want to say the mother or maybe the grandmother. Mm. So he went through that period. And then he also had another incident where I think a fan from, it had to be an opposing team, who really got into him with about that.
It was.
So I remember that manager specifically coming out to TV and say, listen, we're all here for him. Mm-hmm. He's just going through a tough time with that. So I'd like to hear what you guys think about that.
I remember
also,
it.
I'm a Met guy.
Yep.
I'll take Ketel Marte on my team any day of the week.
He's a good player, Jose. He can ball. He can ball. Good call. He can ball. And yes, that did happen. I forget who it was against. I remember he was actually reduced to tears. That was the lowest common denominator of society. That was unfortunate. And I felt very badly for him. But, and, you know, there was also evidence the previous years he wasn't a 150-plus game guy. If that was just it. Now, Hoff, do you have some of the details here? Did you pull that up?
It says it was a White Sox fan back in June.
Well, you were the one, Hoff, that was getting on him for not playing. You said he was taking too many days off.
I remember that was a huge deal.
That, or?
No, because here's the thing is, this happened in June. This was going on in August that the media was on them saying he's taking too much time off.
Right.
So, they're not for nothing. I'm not trying to say that he may have had more difficult time with other people did with this. I think it was his mother that passed away. You know, I feel bad for him. It's terrible. But, I mean, you're talking about June. So people go back to work. Like, some people handle things differently. Yep. And if the media is coming out saying in August that there is a problem, that he's taking too many days off, that's not me. That's not a fan.
Yeah, and you're just saying that you would not have interest in a player like that.
If there's an issue going on, if there's off, I would be concerned about making a trade for somebody who is not fully there.
Well, you're entitled to your opinion.
Yes.
I mean, I also have beliefs about how you handle things. I mean, we all go through difficult things in life. I'm of the belief you have a job to do. You got to go do the job. Like, mm-hmm. That's just how I was raised. But that doesn't mean that it's right for everybody.
I would have no hesitation bringing this guy in.
Yeah.
None. Based on that stuff.
I would not have an issue with... Now, I need to look into more of why it's going on. I would have more of an issue of where he's at age-wise, what I'm looking at defensively, how he's going to fit, what you'd have to give up because he's under contract for a while. But yeah, I mean, you look at his numbers, what team wouldn't want to use those numbers and plug him in? So certainly at second base for the Mets, well, the Mets don't have a second baseman, or at least not,
well,
in my opinion.
The one thing, and I'm not saying that he's doing the
Yankees
same.
Yankees don't need him because he's just not a fit for the Yankees. Unless they get rid of Jazz.
I'm not telling you that he's Ben Simmons-like. Right. But, I mean, that is a Ben Simmons aspect of it. A lot of times he didn't want to play.
I know, but he's played. But Marte has played from 2018. He's played 153, 144. Forget the pandemic year. The year after he played 90 games in 2021. So I'm assuming he was hurt that year. 137, 150, 136, 126 the last two years. 136 and 126. Is that enough for you, BT?
126, a little bit light there when it's 162 games. No, I mean, now, but Hoff, I need some clarity here. I mean, I want to make sure we're being fair to him.
I'm not being unfair to him. I'm just saying that this is the reports that came out about the media saying that he's taking too many days off. I understand. I'm being fair. He had a death in the family. That is true.
How long did he take off for that?
Not long, but we're talking about 2 months went by and he was taking a lot of days off.
But was this the Arizona media? Because, I mean, I assume it was. Yeah. That's where he plays, right?
Yeah.
I mean, are we sure he wasn't hurt? I mean, let me ask you. This is why I need some clarity on this. Because, like, was he going to the ballpark and saying, guys, I just can't play because I'm in a mental... Which, again, you grieve how you grieve.
Yeah, but if that happens, then you got to give him a little bit of a break.
You got to give him a little bit of a break. Or was it because he's a dog? I mean, I never looked at Marte as a dog, a guy who just didn't want to play baseball.
But
the guy was reduced to tears because some loser White Sox fans were saying reprehensibly heinous things about his mom who just died.
Well, actually, to be honest with you, now I found out... The mom passed away back in 2017, but either way, it was bad.
So somebody brought that up again.
I remember the mother passed away in a car accident in 2017.
Horrific. But I remember that being an incident where the fan said something. I don't remember him taking off specifically because of that.
I'm also not following him every day he's playing the Mets or the Yankees in Interleague. Okay, but
let's do some math here. Facts are he's played 136 games and then 126 games the last 2 years. That's not what you want. But whatever the reasons are, now factor in the Diamondbacks are looking to trade him. That has been the most recent report.
Yeah, yeah.
I would just have to do my due diligence.
Me too.
Also, is he a good fit? The age, where are you playing him? I don't think he fits the Yankees. If they didn't have Jazz, it'd be a different story. Where's he going to play?
I would trade Jazz. I think Marte's better.
You'd rather trade Jazz?
Yeah. And bring in Marte? Yeah, I would.
Yep. I mean, you're gonna have to give up to get Marte.
Yeah, by the way, Jazz gotten hurt every year that he's been here as well. He's missed a little bit of time, too, and he's sloppy. I don't trust him. Yeah. I mean, he's talented, you know, but, I mean, come on. Think about the conversations we had about,
Jazz. I'm not saying if I could do a one-for-one swap, I wouldn't do that.
Yeah.
There's other factors at play. What's it going to cost to get Marte, and then what are you getting back for Jazz who's only got 1 year of control?
Yes, and I would have to obviously look at those before I give you a definitive answer if I would do that trade or not. But in terms of like, hey, opening day, do you want Jazz at second or Marte? Taking Marte.
I agree, but it's not just as simple as that,
I know,
obviously. Marte signed through 2030, 6 years, $105 million. So he signed through 2030 for a very good value. He's 32 years of age.
Would you say 6 years what? 6 years, 105?
Yes.
Okay, 6 years, 105. Keep going.
That's his current contract status if I'm reading this thing right here.
Yep.
So
I looked at it before. I think that's right.
Yeah. So, and then he's 32 years of age. But a player that has been that productive and is under control for a good cost, you're going to have to give up some good stuff, I would assume, to get him. We're not talking a Soto package here or what it would take to get
school.
It's going to hurt you a little bit to get him.
Sure. You want to win? Okay, back to the thing. You want to give something up to get better? You got to have the conversation.
And then you got to give up Jazz. So that's fine.
Yeah.
I think that's an interesting thought. I would rather have Marte than Jazz Chisholm.
Me too.
But I've watched Jazz every day. I mean, are there similar aspects to Marte's game that we're going to find out? You know, Jazz, I didn't love the idea of when they got him because I heard some stuff. Yeah, I think he's been a good energy guy.
He has been.
You know, different type of clubhouse guy, which the Yankees could have used. Yeah. Obviously productive when you look at the numbers, but I just don't think a winning ball player. Maybe Marte's different. Maybe not. I mean,
Think about, you know,
he was an MVP in the playoffs.
He was. He's good. So I look at Bichette. I mean, now Bichette's what, 28? And Bichette's going to probably get anywhere between 6, 7, 8 years and a ton of money.
More than Marte, certainly.
That's what I'm saying. Now to get Bichette, you'd have, and I'm not saying for the Yankees, I'm just saying for whomever, you'd sign him. You wouldn't have to give up any players that you covet. To get Marte, you would, and you'd have to be able to swallow that and be okay with it. But are you telling me Bichette is that much better than Marte as a hitter? I don't think he is.
Well, no, he's younger.
I know he's four years younger. I get it. But he's also going to make a lot more money. Yeah. He's not getting 6 years, 105. There's a good chance Bichette gets 6 years, 170.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like Marte is versatile. He's your second baseman. So you tell me, who do you think you want to be your second baseman next year if you need a second baseman? Bo Bichette? Now, there are other factors than just pound-for-pound play. You're talking about the contract as you bring it up, what you'd have to give to get somebody like Marte. I have no interest in Bo Bichette myself, because I think he's going to get overpaid, and I worry about a guy at that age who's not that good of a defender.
Terrible defender.
I just would not pay that much myself. I would not want Jazz on my team. Marte, of those three, would be the most appealing. Then it just comes into what would you give up to get him.
I agree.
I think he's a better fit for Mets because Mets don't have a second baseman, and they need offense. But what are you giving up to get him?
I mean, would you give up...
Get him from Mauricio and Viento, something like that?
I don't think that's due. You got to throw an arm in there. I mean, whomever...
All right, who? Tong?
Well, I was going to say, whoever you view as the lower of the... I don't know, and it's not enough evidence to really have a definitive opinion. I think I like Sproat more than Tong, but that could obviously change when I watch him pitch more. Take the lesser of those... Because obviously McClain's untouchable with that. Take the lesser of those two, and then maybe a Vientos, and it gets it done.
Yeah, but then, or Mauricio. Then you factor in, I'm not making any move until I figure out what the deal with Skubal or even Skeens is. Now, for the Yankees, do they need to do this? Are they going to move Jazz and then have a vacancy at second base where you can say, all right, let's go get Marte? Or would you rather go use your resources to get Kwan, maybe get a shortstop, maybe get a third baseman? Like, there are other pressing moves the Yankees need than upgrading at second base. I'm not opposed to it, and I think it's a good outside-the-box thought. I just don't know if they would realistically entertain
it. I'm just hoping that all these things are on the table. I don't want it to be as simple as, all right, let's bring back Bellinger. We got Gerrit Cole coming back here. We'll see if Ben Rice can handle first base. We'll see what Volpe looks like when he gets back. And we hope that McMahon doesn't hit 215 with 200 whiffs. And, you know, no, it's got to be a little bit out of the box, and it's got to be a little creative here. And whether it's Kwan, whether it's Marte, do I think it happens? I don't know, but they should be discussing this stuff if you want to win a World Series.
More of the Hot Stove conversation when we come back. By the way, tomorrow at this time, we'll be giving away Giants-Packers tickets, so make sure you stay tuned for that tomorrow at this same exact time. 888-808-1019, BT and Sal on the...
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.